Sweetest friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of kfiya b'mitzvahs, of coercion to fulfill mitzvahs. In the first shiur, we presented a whole smorgasbord of kashas, and now we are coming to the yisod of the sugya. Al pi Torah asamori rabbi akon akadu rada yitzhak man zetzal. B'nidon shel kfiya al mitzvot. When we're talking about kfiya la mitzvahs, there are really two issues involved. One is mitzad din hanidon atzmo, mitzad the person who's being judged himself, she'asur hu badavar v'yesh din lakufo lekayem et dino, that he is asur in this matter, and there's a din to force him to be mekayem his din. And he's included in what the Rambam says, and mitzukufayin zayin mitzminu shoftim, who should sivanu lemanos shoftim v'shotim she'achrichu lasas mitzvus haTorah v'yachziru asanotim miderech haemes elah al korcham v'yitzavu lasas tov v'yachzur me'arav v'yamidu gdarim ala over at shelo yu mitzvus haTorah nidonos lefi amunas ish. So there's the mitzvah of appointing judges and policemen in order to enforce the fulfillment of mitzvus, and those who are going off the derech, they get them back on. And they establish fences. And you can't just, people don't just keep mitzvahs based on what they feel like doing. So the yisod din beis din, and what's incumbent upon the beis din, is to affect those who are veering, those who are OTD, those who are off the derech, going off the derech haTorah, that they should be chozer baal korchem, that they should return to the Torah. Against their will, even. And then the outcome will be that the Jews will be Mekayim Mitzvah HaTorah. That's one din. And then there's a second din involved, and that is Mitzad Shekol Sheshno Maaseh Avera Ein Zeh Inyan Rak Lover Atzmo El Inyan Hu Lekol Yisrael. When a person's over an Avera, it's not just about him, it's about Gan's Klal Yisrael. That an Avera is pogas, who pogems b'chol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael. An Avera impacts every single Jew. On a mystical level, and the kol pachas medin arvos kol Yisrael reib mizeh, and preventing pegia and others gives koach to a person to prevent him from doing this Avera. You have the right to prevent a person from hurting you. So when he does this Avera, he's going to be hurting Gan's Klal Yisrael. We see this in the Chasim Sofer in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Ayin Zayin, Shehalomis HaChet is Kila Huchata. So when one avoids taking action against sin, it's like he himself did the sin. And therefore, every person is obligated to stop him. Meshech Chachma also talks about this in Parashas Mishpatim, Mishmos Perkov Dal Pasuk Gimel. But both he and the Chasim Sofer only wrote that Mitzad Zeh is a din kfiya. But based on what he said, there are really two dinim. There's the din in the person to make sure the person's on the derech, and B, that he doesn't affect you, because when a person sins, he's affecting everybody. That's the Yisod HaDvarim. Now we're going to get a little bit into the Sugyas. In Tosus and Ksubis, Nafchav Beis Amid Beis, Divu Maschel Abba, Nafchav Vav Amid Beis, Divu Maschel Anon, Yivomis, Peches Amid Beis, Divu Maschel Abba, Bavabasril Amid Beis Amid Alek, Vaschel Anon, they all ask him what it's Mavur B'Sugya B'Ksubis, that if two people say that your husband died, and two people say to the woman that your husband didn't die, if she got married, she can remain married, Lo Teitze. And the Gemara says, it's talking about a case where she married one of her Eidim, and she says, Bari Li, that I'm sure that my husband really died. And the Eidim is also sure, because he saw it too. Otherwise, she has to bring an Ashim Talui. So the question Tosis asks is, why don't we say she has a Cheskes Eishes Ish? And therefore, there's a Chenek involved over here. This is not Stam, she's a Cheskes Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says, so Tosis answers that the chazaka, the daiko mincevah, the chazaka that she's careful when she gets married, is meiriyaz, weakens the cheskas eishes ish, cheskas daika uminsiva marala lecheskas eishasish. The chazak of daika uminsiva impedes, weakens the cheskas eishasish, because she's careful to only marry the right guy. Wherever the Rashba in Kiddushin, Samch Vav, Amr Aleph, brought by the Pnei Yehoshua, writes, the lo mafkinan lo. Why? Why don't we to make her leave her husband that she remarried? Because the inu bedina kamri, ulegabe atzman emanim heim bediavet. But they are speaking bedin; they are halachically justified, correct. And the gabe atzman bediavet, after they marry her, they're believed. And so writes the Marashan Yevamos, explains the Pnei Yehoshua Divrei HaRashba, that a chazaka applies only when there's a suffik involved. When there's a suffik involved, we have to command the chazaka. But they don't have a suffik. There's no chazaka, and therefore lo teitzei. So that's the Pnei Yehoshua's pshat in the Rashba. However, we have to understand the Rashba above a baser lamed beis lamed beis, who asks Tosis kasha. He writes, "Kevin machzakina lo la'almik sheshisu b'chenek." What do you mean? Where machzak occurs in HC, she should get chenek. Her edim should also get chenek. The midai raisa cheskosa kaima. Midai raisa were mamid on a chazaka, so they're mataritz, keteritz atosvis. The chazaka, the daika uminsiva, merila la chazaka, the ishasish. That the chazaka that a person is midayik and he gets married, he's careful when he gets married, weakens the, or this woman gets, is careful when she gets married, that weakens the cheskos ishasish. So that's the teretz given by the Rashba. However, since the Rashba in Kiddushin writes there is no chazaka, what do we have to say that chazaka daika uminsiva, that she's careful when she gets married, is merely cheskos eishasish? There is no chazaka at all, because we're dealing with clarity that the Edim have. So what's pshat that in Bava Basra, erot gefreg di kashe, when erot geentfert andrish, an andere teretz, he answered a different teretz than the one he gave in Kiddushin, and in Kiddushin he said there's no chazaka, and above a basri he said there is a chazaka, but don't worry about the chazaka, there's a reis in the chazaka, because daiko minseva. So based on what we said, that as we explained, there are two sibos for kfiya. One is midina didhu, one is out to their din of the sinner, and one is midina v'schus didon, one is our schus. So because of this, so yes, it's true that klape the nidon himself, the one being judged, and the kfiya to be mekayim his din, that if there's no suffek, ain't din chazaka alav, that since there's no suffek, there's no chazaka to talk about. So they're Naaman, they have no suffik, Memela, they have no din chazaka. And therefore we can't force them, mitzad their din, to be Makayim the din, because mitzad their din, they're Beseder Gamor. They say, we're sure that she's a single woman. Her husband is a dead man. So Memela, let's push it. That we do not force them to separate out her din, because they have clarity about that. Okay, and that Tosis and the Rashba were bothered. Rashba Bava Basra. Okay, that only works for their din. What about our din? We don't have clarity. They're sure. We're not sure. Somebody says to me, "I'm sure this happened." Okay, you're sure this happened. I'm not sure this happened. So what about our din? Like the lashon of the Rashba, kevin demachzikin la la alma ke eishasish ubechenek. In other words, klape didon, vis-a-vis uns, us, we have this concern. So ain okein ledidhu, for them is nishta zoi. They have clarity. So that Tosin the Rashba answer daiko minseva. So we're covered by the daiko minseva that weakens the cheskos eishasish. But it's at their din, this man and this woman, they have the clarity. There is no suffix. So since as far as they're concerned, there is no suffix, they completely remove the suffix. So, we don't have to prevent them, we don't have to make them get divorced as far as they're concerned. But what about us? We're not sure. And the answer is Daiko Minsiva. So that's the lashon of the Rashba. Eidan nami kaimi ala b'chenek. Or Eidim are also getting chenek. Dimidaraisa cheskasa kaima. Because midaraisa remamin on the chazaka. So since they're chayiv chenek, we have to worry about ourselves. Because they're doing this aver, and we have to stop them mitzad ourselves. And the teretz is, no, we don't have to worry, because daiko min siva, we could be samech on that. And in Kiddushin, he says, there is no chazaka, because there's no suffix, there's no problem with chazaka chazlish, because there's no suffix. But we have to add, lefiza, that the chazaka of daiko mitzvah alone, that's not enough, klape the kasha of their din. It's enough to help us, but it's not enough to help them as far as their din is concerned, to stop them from doing their avera, and not their avera as it affects us vis-a-vis us. As we see in the Rashba, because the Rashba gave the teretz that there is no chazaka, because they have clarity. And he didn't say daiko mitzvah. He said it's because they have clarity. And there, as we explained, he's referring to our din. Excuse me, he's referring to their din. When it comes to their din, since they have clarity, they know chazaka. But as far as their din is concerned, daiko mitzvah is not enough. He just comes, he says like a chazaka, is no chazaka in such a case. But daiko mitzvah is not enough. Why not? Why as far as their din is daiko mitzvah that she's careful to get married and therefore weak is the chazaka not enough? Because Reb Shimon Shkop in Ksubis and Simon Chof Gimel is already omed that since this chazaka only weakens the cheskas eishes ish and is not mafkia the cheskas eishes ish legamrei, the cheskas eishes ish is still in place. Harei sof sof yesh safik shal zeh yesh no din chazaka. One second, the safik is still in place, right? So there's a chazaka l'snaig b'sveikas l'fiyah chazaka. So therefore, matir tzua teisviz. So what it tells us answer, you still have a, not going to help you, they still get to separate. Because there's a din of sveikas that you're misnaig l'fiyah chazaka. So it weakens the chazkas eishesish, but it's not mafgiyat l'gamre, it doesn't remove it completely. So maybe they should separate. So therefore we can say that yes, if the nidon was legabe ditu b'safik b'hanagosam, if the nidon was as far as they're concerned, we have a safik up there on haga, it wouldn't help at all this cheskas daika, since it's sof zeo din chazaka l'snaig b'vados k'dmei kara. This is a din that we have to do b'vados as it was originally, and originally she was a married woman and therefore they'd have to separate. And therefore bal korcheinu midarf enfrin vi the Rashba, we have to answer like the Rashba that klapehem ein klal hachra'ah, that as far as they are concerned, there is no hachra'ah, and therefore, the Rashba answered that they have clarity. So Mamela, we're not misnaig al pia chazaka. But we only have a kasha midina didan as far as our din is concerned, as far as how it will affect us. So you're right, it's not a din hanhaga etzleinu that we should say that the chazaka is going to be machriya klape hanhaga, that it's pashut she'en yan hanhaga no gea rak lahem ve'etzleinu eino nosei shel hanhaga klal. So anhaga is only no gaya to them by us. It's not a din in anhaga that you're no eg lefiyah chazakas. Aval b'din chazaka ne'amar gamken shelo tishtane havvada'ut shiyesh lanu al heyota eshet ish. But in the din of chazaka, you're right, it's not anhaga because we're not being no eg, we're not acting in any way. But the chazaka tells us that the vados doesn't change. We had vados that she's an eshet ish. Had vados that she's an eshesish, and that hasn't changed. So how are we going to allow her to remain married as far as we're concerned? ומצד זה יש לנו לנקוט אותם בעוברים ודאי על איסור אשת איש. So mitzad that, we should say, oh, since we don't know and you recently had a vaday din eshes ish, you ply with that vaday, and therefore we have to separate you. So how can we, why don't we force them to separate, to give a get? So therefore we say, no. Since hura cheskes eshes ish, aydei cheskes daiko min siva, so we have no more vados. And it's a suffix ledidon. Shebaze kol sheyesh no barili ei efshar lemonam mechamat dinat didan sheino ela safek lanu. So in this we say that since they have a reisa in the cheskes eishes ish, because of cheskes daiko mitzva, cheskes daiko mitzva is what helps us. So now we no longer have vados. So where are we holding? We're holding now in a suffix. Are we sure anymore that they're married? No. We were sure that they were married. However, that has been cast into doubt, into question, whether or not they're still married. So we no longer have vados. So as long as they have vados, as long as the aid can say barili, and we're still in a matzav of suffek, we are not sure. We're not a vaday. If we were a vaday, we have to separate them. But we're not sure. So that's that is enough that we're not going to stop them. Because we would only stop them mitzat suffek. But the fact that they're vaday enables us to just let them be. So indeed, the cheskas ve'omnam lo mehani cheskat berur zo shel daika u'mitzvah lachria v'lekboa b'safek zeh shel trei u'trei. So you're right. The cheskas berur of daika u'mitzvah is not enough to decide to tip the scales in this safek of trei u'trei. Look in the Reb Shimon and Ksuba Simon Chof Gimel, like we mentioned, also in Shari Yosher. Shara Alef Perakit Ches Ayin Sha. So this Cheskas Beir of Daiko Mitzvah does not allow us to be Koveya and be Machria and decide this Suffolk of Trey U'Trey. All it does is it casts a pall of fog on her status, and that fog is enough to take away our Vados. And therefore, we cannot force them to separate midina didan, because we have our suffek together with that we're not sure anymore what her status is, and they have a vaday, so the two work hand in hand. And the reason the Rashman Kedushin only mentioned their din, where he said that there's no chazak at all, because they have a brirus, they have a dos. So it's because there he's talking about the Gemara, which says that they are chayv and ashim talui, and not a chatos. And in that the Rashba says that the maskana, that it's somewhere she married one of her eidim, and she says barili, she's sure, they're sure. So we have no problem with any chazaka, because mitzad dina ditu, we don't make them separate, because they have clarity, because we're talking about chatas, which is their din. So since we're talking about their din, he mentioned the svar of their din. As far as their din is concerned, we wouldn't separate them, because they're sure, there's no chazaka at all. And only in Bava Basra, he mentioned our din, that we have to separate them because of us, we're not sure. And the answer is no, because since we're in a case of doubt, because there's a reis on the chazaka, that's enough, biyachad im, together with their clarity, that we don't separate them. And that answers the Reb Shimon's kasha. He says, the cheskas eishes ish, is still there. It's not mafkia, this doubt that we have, that because of the chazaka daiko mintsiva, this chazaka daiko mintsiva, that she's going to be careful who she marries, doesn't completely remove her cheskes eishes ish. So, shuv pam, how do we let them get married? And the answer is the two svaras together. Svar of their clarity and our not being sure. So, Baruch Hashem, Bertzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue. And the Baruch Hashem is in the past. And Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to see some light in the sugya. And Bertzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the future, B'siyata D'shmaya, if Hashem gives me the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim, we will continue to see mamish wonders in this sugya and get an understanding of the dinei kfiya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.